Hello, good morning, angels, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orellana. Today's episode, as you can tell by the title, is how to truly have the most fun on a girls' night out. I feel like my friends and I have truly nailed this. We were in our feral era the past year or so, definitely still going out quite a lot, but have for sure calmed down and slowed down lately. Especially my friend Jess and I feel like we just have the most fun together, and it's just always a good vibe. I also went out not this past weekend, but the weekend before, and it was just so much fun. You know, going out with the girls is so much better when you actually have a fun time and can make good memories. Getting drunk and going out and the night just like being mediocre or sucking sucks. So we don't want that, and I want you guys to experience the type of nights out with my girlfriends with your own. And I'm going to give you all my tips and tricks, everything from planning the outing, your pre, we call it a pre here in Canada, or at least in Toronto, that's what we call it. We call it a pre. I know in the States, you guys call it a pre-game. We just call it a pre. What to do once you're out. Maybe we'll go into a post night out situation, like the post chill vibes. I'm not a like after party girl, but I'm always down for a late night bite or hangout after the bar. When Jess wasn't living downtown and she was still living in the suburbs, she would sleep at mine all the time, and we just had so much fun. And it was just like sleepovers again. I feel like you don't really have sleepovers as much as you get older, like after university vibes, but we kept them going, and I really do think it made our friendship stronger. This whole episode was actually her idea, so cheers to Jess for helping me. Whenever I'm like lacking podcast episode ideas, I typically go to Jess or Shayna or Hunter and just ask them, like, what should I talk about on the pod this week if I'm really struggling? My girls got me. But anyways, it was a lovely weekend. It was so nice having an episode up on Friday. I feel like I just chatted with you. It's currently Monday when I'm recording this. I wanted to give myself a little break and separate the recordings a bit so I could have more to chat with you guys about in the intro. But my weekend was pretty chill. It was pretty wholesome. On Friday night, I went to an event with House ID / House Concepts. It's a Vancouver-based gym that's opening up in Toronto, but they hosted a little community event at Soho House, and we just decorated gingerbread houses. It was really cute. I went with Jess, and it was a lot of fun, and then Jess and I came back to mine. We debated going out, but instead we honestly just ordered Thai and watched a movie. We watched Prettiest Girl Alive. It was my second time seeing it. Really, really good movie if you haven't seen it already. Saturday, I caught up with one of my other girlfriends. We went on a walk. I love walking on Queen Street in Ossington on the weekend. It's just such a vibe. And then Saturday night, I went for my first long run in a really long time, like over a month since before I was sick. And it was so nice to just run by the water. I went just before sunset. It was really nice. I went out telling myself that I was just going to run like maybe 5 to 7K, maybe 3 miles. Ended up running 10 kilometers. Like, who would have told past Alana that she would just be whipping out a 10K easy? I did do a little bit walk running because my lungs are still a bit shot from the flu that I had a month ago. But it was so nice and kind of just rejuvenated me and got me refreshed and re-excited about running. I changed the running plan that I'm using on the Runna app. You guys know I love Runna. You can use code Alana for 2 weeks free. It's always linked in the show notes. It's not sponsored. I just honestly love them, and I've spoken about them a million one times. But I changed to just a general fitness plan to overall just increase my speed and distance over an 8-week period. Originally, I was going to do a 5K plan to increase my pace and speed with that, but I just liked the layout of this general fitness plan better, and it had more variety in terms of the training. Like, there's also hills and different interval workouts than what I'm used to. So I think it will be really good for my training. I went on a run, then stayed in and honestly ordered a burger and just watched some YouTube and then read my book. I'm still reading Daisy Hates. It's the second book in the Magnolia Parks Universe series by Jessa Hastings, and I'm really loving it. Sunday, I went home and visited my little nephew. If you guys don't know, I have a one-year-old nephew. He's like 15 months now, I think. Yeah, 15 months. He just started to walk. He's just starting to talk. He's the cutest little bean ever. So it was nice to have some family time. Some time with my friend Brandon on Sunday. We went walking around Ossington as we always do every single weekend. You guys always think Brandon is my boyfriend and you think I'm soft launching him. He's just my gay BFF. Love him to pieces. Hi, Brandon. If you're listening, you're probably not, but hung out with him and then came home. Cleaned the apartment a bit, did some laundry. What else? I did a little bit of work. I like made the outline for today's episode. And then I had a little date night. And that was my weekend. It was kind of nice not drinking at all this weekend and just having a really wholesome, chill vibe. Sometimes that's just needed. And sometimes you need to have a feral moment. And that's probably going to be this weekend. I'm planning on going out with the girls on Friday. But let's talk about my current faves. I love getting myself a little treat from this bakery called Dear Grain on Ossington. If you live in Toronto or even Hamilton, they also have one in Hamilton. I'm not sure where else. Dear Grain has the best coffee cake. It's this sourdough coffee cake. It has this sweet cream situation, frosting, icing, I don't know, on the outside. It is just so good. That is my special weekend treat. So I've been obsessed with that. I used to be a hater of vitamin C serum. I thought that it was breaking me out, but we figured out it was excess eggs that were breaking me out. And I was obsessed with the one from SkinCeuticals, but I ran out of it. And I'm trying to use all the skin products that I have from Gifted PR. So I'm using a Summer Fridays one right now. But I honestly really love vitamin C serum. It's helped lighten and diminish or minimize my acne scars. It's really helped brighten my skin. Any blemishes or impurities in my skin, I feel like have been really lightened by the vitamin C, and it really just gives the skin this a luminous glow. I feel like I have started to pivot into washing my hair more frequently, and Maggie McDonald was actually talking about this on her YouTube channel, how she used to wash her hair every day, but then people always said that it was bad for your hair, blah, blah, and how she found this girl on TikTok who said she used to wash her hair every day, and then she stopped doing that because she was told not to, and by not washing her hair every day, just really extending how long she could go between washes, it made her hair thinner and fall out more. I don't know if my hair necessarily became healthier by washing it less, because when I think about it, back in high school when my hair would grow so fast and was really long and healthy, I was washing it pretty much every other day. And lately, for the past while, I've been washing it 2, maybe 3 times a week. Sometimes 1 if I can get away with it. And I would feel guilty if I wanted to wash my hair sooner. But lately, I've honestly just have washed my hair when I've wanted to wash it. And I feel like I have more better hair days. I feel like my hair feels better. And I honestly think it's better for your scalp health, because when you're leaving your hair, especially if you're a girl that uses a lot of dry shampoo, I'm not really, but the product buildup on your scalp can block your hair follicles, kind of like how if you were to go without washing your face for a while, like it builds up, you have product build up. So I've just been leaning into that, and I've honestly been trying a bunch of different hair products, specifically shampoos and conditioners. I have really liked Monday Hair Care. They're actually a sponsor of today's podcast, which is so exciting, and I feel like it's super fitting because I always release the episodes on Monday, but I have followed Monday since they came to Canada. I love that it's salon quality hair care for a super affordable price. You can find it at your local drugstore. It's available at Walmart, Shoppers Drug Mart, and many more other places in Canada, as well as 33 other countries all over. You can head to MondayHairCare.com to find your local stockist. But I just love that it's award-winning, it's cruelty-free. There's so many different options and lines within Monday. I love the smooth line personally because it helps with my frizzy hair because I have naturally curly hair and really just gives my hair that glass look when I blow it out, which I love. That's like probably the best part about fresh hair is it just is like so glass-like. If you learn what products to use for your hair and how to style it properly, they love to say like no bad Mondays. I don't know, like you always just feel so much better and feel so much more self-confident when your hair is freshly clean. I don't know, I just feel so much prettier. I feel so much hotter. And I just also love the iconic pink packaging. It is so cute. It is so my vibe, but love Monday Hair Care. Definitely check it out at your local Walmart or drugstore. It's super affordable and it's high quality, so you're getting the best bang for your buck. But let's get into the bulk of the episode because this intro has been a little way too long, but it's okay. I love catching up with you guys. How to have the best girls' night ever. Number one, planning. Starts off with the group chat. I love to make a group chat with the girls, settle the plan, like where we're preying, what time the pre starts at, what are the deets, like what are we all wearing, what's the vibe with the fits. I love a funky fit moment. I love dressing more feminine lately and classier, like definitely more Sofia Richie, you know, Hailey Bieber-esque. And like, I'm not really into super crop tops anymore. I love wearing corset tops, but like longer corset tops. I love wearing skirts and dresses with boots out. I love my leather blazer. Make a time, a place, like get the plan in place. No ifs, ands, or buts. No, nothing in the air. Very clear what's going on. Once we get to the pre, there are so many things I personally love to do as a pre-host. I'm always, I want to say like 8 out of 10 times, I'm the girl hosting the pre. And I don't know when I became this girl, but I truly love it. I never used to do this in high school, really. But ever since I've gotten my own apartment, I always just host pre's because I love hosting people. And I'm right near the bars, which is super, super nice. But I have smart bulbs in the lamp in my living room and as well as in the light in my bedroom. So I leave the bedroom door open and I usually set it a fun color, purple or blue. And then I have a good playlist playing on my speaker. I love playing EDM house as well as some throwbacks. I'll either use my own playlist. I have a playlist called Slay on Spotify. My profile is public, so I'll link it in the show notes if you wanna use my playlist. But I love listening to that playlist, or a bunch of my friends have similar music tastes to me and I'll play their playlist, or I'll find like the house mix playlist or like any fun playlist on Spotify. I'm definitely a Spotify over Apple girl. But you need to create the ambiance in your apartment. Cool vibes, dim lighting, colored lighting if you have it, music that's loud but not too loud because you want to be able to have good conversation with the girls. I love to provide snacks, things like chips, candy sort of things. I normally like grab one or two bags of chips, something that I know my friends are going to like, usually like a plain flavor and then something a little fun. And then I love gummies. I normally get like sour watermelons or something like that. Cups, I have the little red Solo shot glasses. And then I just use my normal glassware for if anyone has Chase or is having wine. I just use regular glasses for that because my pre's aren't super big. They're usually like around 8 to 15 people, more or less. So I don't care if they're using my glassware because I know they're not going to break it. This is Futureland adding in a part, but I love to personally make myself a fun cocktail. You can do this for the girls too. I love an espresso martini. I have finally nailed the game at making that at home. You can also make margs, spicy margs, whatever cocktail your heart desires. It's fun to sip on that while the pre goes on and then also take shots as you wish. It's kind of like a more enjoyable way to get tipsy and to get the vibes going. Another hack that you can do to have a really good girls' night is before the pre, you can go to a nice bar or restaurant before and grab a drink or cocktail with the girls and then head back to one of your places to pre before going out. So buy one drink, maybe two while you're out, and then come back to yours to pre. And it's kind of a budget way to still have a luxurious going out experience, but you can still have fun and not spend $1 million while out. So I highly recommend that. I always do BYOB, so bring your own bottle. Sometimes I'll share coolers because luckily I get sent quite a few. I don't know why I got on cooler PR. Usually I just say BYOB. And I love to have some sort of camera out, either a disposable or digital or my Polaroid camera, because it's fun to take these little physical memories, and I have them all splayed out on my dresser, like the ones that I have, and then your friends can take them home, and it's just a lot of fun. And then I love to also play drinking games sometimes. I honestly only do it with a card, like I do a card game drinking game. I don't even know like the names of the ones that I play, but I just have a deck of 818 cards, ironically. So we'll just do that, and that's kind of fun, and it gives you girls something to do besides just like chatting around. But I love the pre. I feel like it's a really good time to just like catch up, spill some gossip, spill some tea, have some girl talk. And honestly, the pre is usually like the best part. I like to pre for a solid 1 to 2 hours. I'll usually call it for like 9:30-ish, because you know everyone's gonna kind of show up a bit later, and then we usually head to the bar around 11:30-12, and that's the pre. So once you're out, actually let's talk about what you were wearing outside. I used to be a psychopath in university, and I swear we all were, but I would never wear a jacket the minute it got cold out because I didn't want to coat check, I didn't want to deal with it, and so I would be running around my college town in literally a tank top, and don't do that anymore. I bring a jacket to the club, I coat check it, I'm a big girl now, but please wear a jacket. It makes it more enjoyable if you are walking a little bit or you have to wait in line a bit. But once you're out, I love to set an intention. I know we love to set our daily intentions. So I'm giving you an intention for your girls' night out, and that is to have fun with the girls, to be feral in the best way possible, to be present, to have no expectations, because when we have no expectations, you can't be let down, you can't be disappointed. Leverage the fact that you're a girl. Flirt with the bouncers, flirt with the managers a little bit. We don't wait in lines. We don't pay for things. That is a blue job. We are pinks. You should not be spending money on your night out. The boys buy the bottles, they buy you drinks at the bar. And honestly, if you know you like to go to the same spot a lot, network. Become friends with the bouncers and the managers, because when you make good connections at the bar, it makes it so worth it. I have a few connects at a few different bars. Could be a red flag that I go out too much, but honestly, it comes clutch. I don't have issues getting into the bar. I don't have to wait into the bar. I get to cut the line. If I see my friends that are managers in the bar or like bartenders or whatnot, like I get free shots from them. I don't even have to go talk to boys if I don't want to. And it's just a good time and you feel taken care of. So that is where we start. I like a good bar where I can stand and dance over a box club vibe. Something a bit smaller, something a bit vibier. I like when the crowd is a bit older, less 19-year-olds, less like super, super young, more like around my age, like mid-20s to like mid-30s is kind of my vibe. I love when the bar is playing, obviously, EDM or house. That's my music. I like good music. I don't like crappy music. I don't like music that is only just beats, like not deep house, more like think like John Summit, Dom Dolla, Fred Again vibes mixed with a little pop R&B rap so I can also sing along. Just good vibes. Music that I can truly just like dance and vibe to. I love dancing with the girls and having fun with the girls, singing the lyrics of the song. Don't be afraid to go up to a group of guys and start talking to them. This interaction is purely for fun and to score some drinks. Obviously, there doesn't always have to be a larger motive here. You don't even have to think that they're that cute. We're going for personality here, okay? If the vibe doesn't vibe, move to the next. My friends and I truly love to take, I also keep saying truly so much. My friends and I love to take a lap around the bar to scope out the vibes and kind of find the spot that we're going to hang out and to also scope out the crowd and see who is going to be our first target. Sometimes that lap takes a few different times, but love doing that. And obviously, phones are away. It's fun to document things throughout the night. I get it. But I always like to think that I know a night was a lot of fun when I wasn't on my phone much and there was not much evidence outside of the pre. There's no constantly texting boys or people that aren't there. You are present with your girls. You are having fun with your girlfriends and the people at the bar. Keep your phone in your purse or your front pocket, not your back, or if you're wearing a coat or something in the internal pocket if it has one. We don't need any phones going missing, but just like truly be present, be open, like have an open energy about you. If you feel like someone comes up to you and they're not really serving you or you don't like their energy, you can get rid of them. But be open to meeting and talking to people. This is how you can make friends and just meet people and have a lot of fun. I will literally go to the bar with just Jess and I, and we have so much fun just talking to random groups of people, getting to know them a little bit, getting a drink or two. It makes it entertaining. I feel like I've met so many people from going out. You can do that. You can even just like have fun with the girls and hang out by the DJ booth. I love doing that. Like just like hang by the DJ booth and dancing and having fun and chatting with one another. It's always the vibe. Post bar. We usually stay out until closing, which in Toronto, it's around 2 a.m., 2:30, depending on what bar you're at. Some bars are open out later. Sometimes we do bar hop a bit, but usually we like to stay in one spot because usually the first spot is the best spot. Post bar chills, we sometimes love to stop on the street and get a slice of pizza or a burger or go to the hot dog guy. There's a guy that is always at the corner of King and Portland. If you know, you know. And the hot dogs are kind of bomb. Go back to mine, usually chill, play some music sometimes, or like our guy friends come back and we just hang for a bit. But if it's just the girls, we love to recap on the events of the night, talk and giggle and just have fun, like sleepover chat. Future LAN here again. I keep coming up with more things that I wish I talked about while editing this. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. No fuss meals, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. I've heard such amazing things about Factor from my friends, and I've been so excited to try it. Head to factormeals.com/Alana50 and use code Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Alana50 at factormeals.com/Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. If you've been listening for the pod
for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
So I wanted to add in a little segment discussing the ways to not get hungover from a good girl's night out, not how much you drink, but you can drink quite a lot. I declare myself the queen of no hangovers. I very rarely have hangovers, even if I drink a lot. So here are my tips. Only have one sugary beverage if you are going to be having one. So start off with that. So if it's your espresso martini, start with that. If you have too much sugar with your alcohol, you are gonna have such a bad headache the next day. So only one sugary beverage. I like to start with an espresso martini, and if I'm out ordering cocktails, I then switch to skinny margs. After that, it's just a margarita with no sugar, so no agave added, and it's still really good, at least to me. I don't like my drinks super sweet. Espresso martinis do have more sugar because of the Kahlua and any coffee liqueurs they're using, but one sugary drink, and then you want to stick to one liquor, ideally, for the rest of the night. I normally start, obviously, with the espresso martini, but the rest of what I'm drinking for the rest of the night is ideally going to be tequila. I don't like to mix dark liquors, so your rum, your whiskey, your scotch, your beer. I guess beer is like not a hard liquor, but I don't like to mix any darks with clear. So your tequila, your vodka, your gin. And I find that also helps. Making sure that you are also really well hydrated leading up to going out. So making sure you're having electrolytes, especially if you did spin or you ran or you sat in a sauna or steam room that day. Make sure you are taking your electrolytes before you go out. And if you remember to, before you go to bed as well, that will really help. Or just like drinking water throughout the night helps as well. But those are my tips to make sure that you don't get super hungover. I find what usually really gets me is if I'm up super late, like if I have a 4 or 5 a.m. night, if I go to bed around 2, 2:30, maybe 3, I'm usually okay. But your girl can't sleep in, so having a really late night does not help me, and it truly makes me feel super tired and hungover. To an extent, in the morning, I like to pop an Advil and have carbs ASAP. But those are my little hacks to make sure you don't get hungover or to minimize it. And that is kind of the vibe. I feel like, obviously, this is nothing revolutionary. This is nothing groundbreaking. But I think my friends and I have really just nailed it. And so I thought this could be a fun episode and topic to share with you guys. I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. I'll give some of my favorite bar/club recommendations for the Toronto girlies, or if you're coming to Toronto and want to go out here, my go-to bars for going out, for like going out, there's going out where you're just like sitting at a bar having a drink casually, we're not going feral, and then there's going out where we're going like clubbing more so. So if I'm going out, I love going to Dear Lady. It's more of like an EDM house sort of bar club vibe. It's kind of like a mini club. They have a lot of fun lights. The crowd kind of comes in waves. Like it, I don't know, like it differs depending on the night, but I usually have a lot of fun there. It's always like good music. Parlor, I feel like, can be hit or miss these days. Sometimes it's not super full in there, but it is a lot of fun, especially if you have a big group of people and maybe you do have a booth. It is a lot of fun that way. There's always like good vibes in there. And if you're looking for guys, there's good prospects most of the time. I also love Paris, Texas. Really, all these places are kind of basic, but I really love Paris, Texas. The music is mediocre, but I love it in the summertime because they have this whole outdoor patio section, because it can get super hot on the inside and it's nice to be outside and there's like booths and whatnot outside. Fun vibe. I feel like it definitely can be a younger crowd, but then it's like early 20s, but then it's also like mid 30s. So it can be a lot of fun. I loved it on Thursdays in the summer. Dear Lady does Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And then Parlor is kind of just like every night is good. Isabel's is also fun. I just find it gets really hot in there. The music is usually good. It's cool vibes in there. There is cover there, but you can usually finesse it a bit. Where else do I like to go? Honestly, like those are my four faves. Dear Lady, Parlor, Paris, Texas, and Isabel's. Ruby Soho is fun. It's definitely more of a bar because there's a lot of like seating in there, but it's fun vibes. Laissez Faire and Locals Only are definitely an older crowd. It's kind of investment banker energy in there. It can be a lot of fun, but it's not my favorite personally. I get dragged into Escobar a lot. I don't love it in there. Feels like such a club that I would go to like years ago, but they play a lot of rap, R&B, hip hop music, which is a fun switch up. Rachel DeGuano always drags me into Marble or Mademoiselle. That is just like its whole world of its own. If you're looking for a sugar daddy, that is where you're going. I will never go in there willingly myself, but if I'm with Rachel, I'll let her drag me in there. It's always entertaining. Petty Cash is fun, but you literally feel like a sardine in there. It is so packed, but the vibes are good, the music is good, and I feel like it's a good crowd. The bouncers are just kind of annoying because there's this long pathway to get to the back of the bar and to move within the bar, and they never let anyone stand in it. So that's a little annoying, but it is kind of fun, but I also haven't been there in a million years. People also love Pizza Wine Disco. I do find it is, again, a younger crowd. It's the same owners as Paris, Texas. The music is a lot of like throwbacks. You can dance, you can stand on the booths, which is a lot of fun. These are all King West bars. I'm not a huge College Street or Ossington or like anywhere like North bar, but if I were to go to college, usually like Track and Field, Mrs. Robinson. But those are the places I like to go out. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I promise I will be sticking to schedule episodes on Monday. Hopefully, I will get back into the routine of having them up at midnight Eastern Standard Time for Mondays, so you can listen to this on your morning commute. You will also be hearing better sound soon. I have ordered new podcast equipment, which is super exciting. So I'm excited for that. And I'm going to be exploring doing visuals for the podcast, so you might be able to watch the pod soon on YouTube and see clips and whatnot on TikTok and Instagram, which will be a lot of fun. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, I would love if you could leave a 5-star review. It would mean so much to me. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.